He puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
It's Manson Mitchell on the Weekend with Gary Manson, Suzanne Mitchell. A double shot of good conversation with great guests to power up your day. Manson Mitchell, you're on the air.
Thank you, Eric Kramer. Happy Saturday. Happy weekend, everyone. I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
Together, we are Manson Mitchell in your ears for the hour. Getting ready for the holidays. We're just pumping up the holiday spirit. Suzanne, I'm ready. How about you?
Oh, yeah.
As you can see by our plastic Christmas tree out on the patio, which here in Florida, by the way, everybody refers to as the Florida room. It's your patio. And
or a lanai.
Or a lanai, which is Hawaiian, because that's how we roll.
That's right. So
we are here and delighted to be in talking once again with someone that we haven't had often enough. And when we did ask and she was available, I said, Malia Jacobs absolutely has to come back on during the holiday season to get people pumped up for 2023.
But first, let's say hello to tall guy Nathan.
Oh, yeah, he's here too. Nathan, how you doing there, buddy?
It's okay to forget me. You know, I'm not quite ready for the holidays yet. You know, I got to get over this perceived snowmageddon that's going on out there. That's kind of holding things up. You know?
But is it a snowmageddon?
Maybe about 4 inches tops. But, you know,
really?
When Seattle gets maybe 1 or 2 inches of snow, they think it's like Buffalo, New York, and we have like
six feet
of snow, and we had to shut down the entire
city.
I remember
from our living there how treacherous those hills were in the snow and the ice, and nobody knew how to drive.
There it is. I was waiting for it. That is the most common complaint in snowy weather in Puget Sound. People don't know how to drive in this. They just pump those brakes. Actually, you pump them gently. You're supposed to be tapping them.
Yeah.
But they just, I better stop
slam
real fast.
Because
I don't want to hit that school bus 100 feet ahead of me.
And it goes sliding through an intersection.
Sliding through. Yep.
And in that way, you make national news, video and everything.
But I mean,
I remember when you had that one. I'm sure you were around for this, Nathan, our guest, Malia, who will be coming on very shortly, might recall this as well. You had a bus hanging off a bridge one time.
Yes.
That made national news for days.
Well, that's, you know, Seattle, it's built on a big, if you're going like grade, you know, for truckers, that's like 15-20% type grades for trucks. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's a very good excuse for sliding down hills and stuff like that, even if they're trying to do the best thing.
Yeah.
Where places get a lot of snow and people are used to driving in snow, usually those are flat areas. So don't blame us for, you know, sliding around. We got big, giant hills.
It's the geography.
Seven major hills, just like Rome.
All right.
Okay, so much for the weather report.
So much for the weather. Thank you, Nathan.
Why don't we give some mad props to Malia? We got to get her on.
Malia Jacobs is a Seattle-based intuitive consultant who provides insights, medical intuition, and mental performance consulting for highly visible and conscientious peak performers, including entrepreneurs, athletes, and creatives in every discipline. She learned that when you ask, the universe will deliver what you desire. So directing your desires matters. The universe is also happy when asked to show you just how good it can get. And just showing us how good it can get today is Malia Jacobs. Welcome back to Manson Mitchell, Malia.
Thank you so much, Suzanne. I just unmuted myself. Thanks for having me, both of you. It's always a pleasure to be on.
Happy to have you here today. And so are you in the middle of the 4 inches of snowmageddon out in Seattle?
Yes, just a little bit. It's not too bad. It will be sunny today, so some of that should go away. But we're just not prepared for that kind of weather here.
No. That, you know what? That's all it is. The people in Buffalo, they see it every year, so they roll their eyes and they go, okay, another 6 feet of snow.
Ice trucks.
You're not used to that.
I think the whole county has 5 ice trucks, all told.
Yeah.
Right. Not
so
a priority.
They just,
until you need them, then it's a big priority.
Right. Exactly. No.
Yeah, they probably have five ice trucks for just the main highway there.
Oh yeah, you know, and sand
it's a
and
preparation. And you know, interesting to see when Seattle does occasionally get some snow. It looks pretty. It's nice.
Looks great.
And I had to park on a main street and walk up to my apartment because my car wouldn't make it up the hill. So yeah, it does get interesting when it's snowy there. Yeah.
Early this morning, I was like, how is this all going to happen logistically with this snow and the hills and the everything? Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely an issue.
Yeah, very good.
So I think Malia will change our topic. Let's talk about your entrepreneurial idea for opening a tobogganing business. It starts on Queen Anne and you slide to a halt in Fife. Darren, I think it's only, you got a Christmas special, $50 a person. You're going to make out. This is great. I recall it, in all honesty, I moved to Florida with Puget Sound winters in mind. That is a true statement. I was talking about it for years before I ever met Suzanne. I used to say, if I could spend the coldest months of Seattle in Florida and then come back to Puget Sound for the glorious late spring, winter into early fall, I'd have it made. Well, I'm halfway there.
Yes, you are.
Yep.
That's the way to do it. I'm telling you, because in February, it's just, I got to get out of here and get some sunshine. Mm.
I told Gary I wanted to ask you about something very specific this morning, and that is healthcare.
Yes.
Healthcare has gotten so expensive, and my own doctor is now shifting into concierge medicine, which is now not even affordable for me at this point. And there seems
It's a product sold by one of your primary care providers, because a lot of times your insurance care provider will cover concierge medicine. And it's $150 at like Evergreen Primary Woodinville.
Right.
And covered by health insurance and nutritionist appointments and all these benefits, same day appointments, doctors come to you, all that.
Yep. I'm aware of it. And I know people who have done this for years, but this is like over the top expensive. And
what is the number that you're being quoted?
Well, that I'm not going to discuss on air.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But
sorry.
The reason that I brought it up at all was, with medicine going in the direction that it's going in, how does that affect what people want to talk to you about if they have medical questions? And I understand you're not a medical doctor and you can't really give any medical advice.
Correct.
But from an intuitive point, you sense things about people's health. And so do you find that more people are interested in coming to an intuitive because of the cost of going to see a doctor?
There's multiple answers to that. Let me do my best here. I know that with my, with the place I go, the concierge medicine is $150 a month extra. The way that I see healthcare system going is that we do need concierge medicine folks. Also a single point of contact would be ideal. Because taking all this information and then applying it timely, in a timely fashion, with your PIT crew, your medical PIT crew, and I do the on-site and I do virtually body scans, medical intuition in a laser-focused, concentrated, you know, 3-ish, 4-ish hour span of time, remotely or in person, for athletes, creatives, performers, body scans, energy work, systems that bounce and pop that I can see, but then a qualified care professional, whether it's a veterinarian with an elite sport horse or a anesthesiologist, cardiologist, or a surgeon, I can help them with their personal life, their professional life, their with their patients, with their clients, with their everything, and then applying all of that to build up their business and make it so they can do less better, and then outsource more so that other people can have those positions and it gets spread around a little bit more. did that answer most of those questions?
You know, it seems like outsourcing more just means more and more people with more and more hands in my purse looking for money. So, you know, I understand nutritionists and, you know, orthopedic surgeons and chiropractors and energy workers and all of that, but none of that is really free. So
no, it's not.
Get connected with all those people. Mm-hmm. But when you add up all those individual things, you're talking about thousands of dollars a year.
I know.
And you know, like, who is it other than the super rich that can afford to keep paying out thousands and thousands of dollars to a dozen different people for their health care? And so
I think that's where I come in handy, because I can, like, for example, I have a client who's a principal whose adult daughter has some complex chronic health conditions. So when mom's there buying the supplements, the medications, the prescriptions, the this, that, like to the tune of $3,000 a month, or wow, maybe $4,000 a month out of pocket. So I can go through all that over the phone, and like, as long as mom knows what number one is and number two is, if it's a Medicaid, a supplement, whatever, I don't need to know what it is. I'll tell my client how it works with her daughter, if it works better with another something that she's taking that I think is number five. And then I just saved her $1,200 or $500, because it's excessive. A lot of doctors, especially these days, like to throw everything at it, like all the supplements, all the meds, all the things. It's like, I don't need that. We don't need that. I go into my naturopath as an intuitive. I already know what's going on. So I already have my list of what's going on and what I need. And then she validates, assesses, and then I show her what I see. And then she's like, why do you even come in here? And I'm like, because you validate, assess, treat, and I follow up, and you give me the service, the treatments. To answer your question, I don't know, because I've been asking my doctor, because I've been a complicated case my whole life. And I'm like, what do patients like me do who travel and have multiple things going on, and what? So I now know that they sell concierge medicine. So my LifeWise health insurance will cover that. So all that stuff it's things that I'm doing anyway. And if it's covered by my health insurance and I can get that stuff, then the best solution for this is to have a benefit coordinator. If you have any type of complex health, anything, is to have someone that speaks that language, because it's a complicated language, and information is being withheld about e-script and proprietary systems and prescriptions. And so I just want the right hand to talk to the left hand, and we should be able to do that as consumers, which is what we're called in that industry. So you struck a chord in me with this topic.
I hear that.
Tapped into a rich vein.
I'm
curious to know if concierge medicine, in your mind, Malia, is the 21st century answer to the old-fashioned house call.
Yes. Thank you for asking that question.
It took you a long time to think that over.
My great-grandfather was a country doctor. He sent $200 off to New York City, and he got his little horse and buggy, Dr. Kilpatrick, in Eros, Louisiana. And then my grandfather was a pharmacist, dad and uncle veterinarians. So like, it's just part of the thing. So I very much see that, like, this divine feminine uprising and like the healing artist, my naturopath, is her clinic is amazing. The dispensary, women owned, operated, everything. Like, I do believe that what I do is concierge medicine, because I'm available 24/7 for clients around the globe. I work in person. I work with humans, horses, law enforcement. It's just intuition applied to human needs and aspirations. That's all it is. It's not anything like I'm not special or like something. I just have been doing it for a long time.
It's great.
And the largest population of my clientele are some type of healing artists. So that's why I think I draw folks to me that are surgeons and such that work in medicine, because of my history and my ability to do medical intuition extremely well. That saves them time, money, heartache, misery, all manner of things.
You know, they talk about doctors practicing medicine And I think oftentimes the doctor is just practicing on human beings to see what's going to work and what isn't going to work. And, you know, a lot of times it's try this, try that, see about this, see about that, take another test.
And, go to this specialist, wait 3 months to find out if you, no.
Well, that's just it. When you go to a specialist and you just said 3 months, it can take 3 months to 6 months to get into a specialist. And so you keep dragging out the process. And, you know, that's why I like the idea of, you know, is there somebody to go to like yourself where you can say, give me a little bit of direction, you know, where do you think I should go with what's going on with me? So even though, you know, the body really heals itself, you know, you're not healing, even the doctor is not healing, the body mm-hmm. heals itself. But what direction do you need to go in for that optimal healing? And I do like the idea of, you know, going to an intuitive to say, you know, what do you think? And then taking that to my medical doctor and saying, can we look into this area? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if he or she is not intuitive, then it seems to me there's a lot of guesswork going on.
And they'll admit that. And I work with very open-minded healing artists who are open to what comes up. So usually I do a human session first. So like if this were a proper session, Suzanne, I would want to know your first name and your age. That's it. That's my intake. I prep in advance. I do the thing. I'll tell you exactly what's going on, the systems, organs, the tissues, the cells, the DNA, the subatomic level, energy work, clearing, all that stuff. Then you go to take that to your physician. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'm on a conference call at the tail end of a call just yeah. to like, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's why I see that. And, yep, and that will work with that because then the doctor wants to know is asking me, will this work with that work or this with that? And I'm like, number two. So it's very advantageous to do a session, a medical intuitive session in advance, during or at the tail end of a visit, and then definitely for the like aftercare follow-up. But then any state I go in, wherever a veterinarian or a physician is licensed, that's their patient. So I can yes. go anywhere and do my thing, virtually yes. or otherwise, and then they've got their license in that state right. to practice right. whatever they need or that country.
Well, that would seem to be a safe way to cover all your bases and also not put yourself at risk for liability.
Precisely.
when you don't have a medical degree.
Yeah.
So I think that's and a good way to partner.
I want someone to like validate, assess, and sure. treat because I know my scope, like I know where I end, my skill set end and theirs begins. And I'm not about to, you know, tell somebody to do something with their animal that they're not getting with their qualified care professional about. Or yes. their child.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
I'm glad that you said that. It helps us to, among other things, stay on the air because we just want people to know what the boundaries are. That was very professional of you, Malia. I wanted to ask you because we got a time coming up here. We're going to, in about another 10 minutes, we're going to take our break. But between now and then, in order to get people properly apprised and invited, you just volunteered to take some calls. I said, okay, that sounds fine. And about what? It seems that you are putting your emphasis currently, Malia, on the concept of intuitive advantage. And underlying all that is intuitive ability. And I think we all want some more of that because it's just one more arrow in your quiver as you try to negotiate life. And if you want people to call in, we will accept those calls. Suzanne, before we take our break, we'll give out the numbers. But before then, it might be useful for everyone if we understand what you mean by having an intuitive advantage.
So when someone calls, my intake is their first name and age. So if they are willing to share their name and age, I'm Malia, 54, then I will go live and tell them whatever I'm picking up. As long as it makes good and perfect sense to them and it's in context for them, that's what matters. And then I'll ask yes or yes, and then we'll keep going, and then we're done. When we're done. That's what I was thinking. So, but if someone has a burning desire, then they can ask like what, like focus on livelihood, love, health, wealth, mindset, you name it. Like, I will drill down on that.
The whole gamut.
Yep. It's just a wild card. It's whatever comes up. So I can be specific or non-specific.
And how long have you been doing this?
I was going to ask that question because you're so young.
And multifaceted. That's the thing. There are a lot of sites. You're a walking kaleidoscope.
Stop it. You do. Let's see. 27 years.
What? So half your life.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've just been doing a lot of reflection on this because, you know, my dad died at 52. I'm 54. And I'm still going. I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a great time. Like my nanny, 101 and a half. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm doing it to it. I'm ready.
I've not been in a family on both sides of my family. We have some people who were long live. God bless them. But nobody made it to 100. My own mom passed away at 87 years and 3 months, to be precise. And we've had relatives who died at a couple of them, including my paternal grandmother at 93. And we thought they were doing pretty doggone good. But I only know one person personally, and she's still kicking, who actually has made it to 100. And I say to myself, I think that's fantastic. And I really don't even have that as an ambition. I'm not sure my body really wants to reach the century mark. It treats me very well and heals me very quickly. I tell my body every day how much I love him and I even point out in my own consciousness, I can love my body because my body loved me first. You know,
if you're 19,
but 100 years worth of that, I don't know. I just feel like that's a little past my expiration date. But if you can pull it off, God bless.
But if you're feeling great.
Yes.
With all this advancement and science and epigenetics and biohacking and all that stuff. If I've been able to transcend the Lyme disease and all that other stuff, I'm just getting started.
I like this.
So I know there's full vitality, full healing is available for all when we know it here first.
You know, and there's a decidedness to what you're saying, Malia, is that you make, and I'm really big on this, especially lately. I've been doing some reading. Thank God for Kindle, because Suzanne has put a strict limit on how many books I can bring in. She can only jam so many into the bookcase, and then they're squealing over there. So I go with Kindle, and I am reading, among other things, the work of Neville Goddard, who was really big in the 50s, 60s, even the early 70s. Neville Goddard,
you don't need to tell me about Neville Goddard.
There you go. Oh, Bible, you got the whole right Neville here. Reader.
I have the Neville Reader.
Oh,
on my
goodness.
Nightstand, and I read the 12 Disciples every single day.
This is what I'm
saying. Join me.
Unbelievable. Neville Goddard, I encourage anyone to pick up his books. And the guy, man, I don't know. He had time to do anything else. He was writing all the time. There are lots of books.
Well, my book talks about the discipline mental practice from the 12 disciples from Neville, just applied current day. So they can feel the feeling.
Yes, feel the
feeling. And they don't have to wait.
Feeling to back up your desires, your aspirations is hugely important in the teachings of Neville Goddard because he talks about occupying a state. And that seems a little strange or even awkward to someone unfamiliar with his work. But my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, Malia, Neville Goddard believed that your power of imagination is divine at the source. And if you use your own God-given imagination, it is part of who you are.
Yep.
And you have the ability not only to visualize what it is that you want or what you don't want, you have to be careful about that, but also that you can occupy a mental state as a presage or a precursor of the life you're going to be living if you persist in a thought pattern coupled with the feeling of expectation and gratitude.
I focus on the feeling only. I'm detached as to who, what, when, where, and how, and all that stuff, because I will just screw it up. I outsource it to the universe. Like dream adjacent is plenty. When I move in the general direction of my dreams and I go for good, all that's not the truth of me falls away. And so what Neville talks about is feeling now and priming the pump now. So I don't have to wait until I make the thing or pass the dealy or get to the place. I'm here right now. So it's like I get to feel it now because all there is now and now and now and now and now. It's not out there. It's not back there. It's not yesterday. It's not tomorrow. So what he's talking about is the psychological dramas that are played out in biblical text as applied to a disciplined state of consciousness. That's what he talks about.
That's beautiful. What a phrase, disciplined state of consciousness.
Yes. And so the Awakened Imagination, which is another book he wrote, is what I talk about a lot in my signature session. And it's on page one. And it's what my first book is about, is this disciplined mental practice. It's the cornerstone of how I've been able to do anything in my life. You're transcending every whatever, or houseboat or horse or whatever. Health. It's here first. And I'm so glad you brought up Neville, because that's just where it's at. I don't want to wait to feel the thing. I want to feel the thing now. And then it primes a pump for it to be expedited into our lives that much faster.
And
shaving
what a
years off of our trajectory. Exactly. Precisely.
He's left a great legacy. Neville Goddard physically passed away a long time ago. And yet people bring up his name and his teachings. And I thought, I'm hearing so much about Neville Goddard. And by the way, everyone, that's Neville is N-E-V-I-L-L-E, Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D. You don't even need that many letters to remember
who he is. He wrote Neville under the Goddard. Solitary pen name of Neville. So he's just Neville.
Well, even better. One of those one name people like Cher, Sinatra.
Yep.
And I do recommend him highly. What I will say is a bit of a caveat for my purposes anyway, some may agree. Once you read him, don't let his personal theology or his interpretation of Jesus of Nazareth get in the way, because in a sense, it's a Christian text, but the most metaphysical text this side of, what's his name? Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, for example, they taught a metaphysical version of Christianity and grew into the Unity Church movement. Yep. Neville Goddard, he was a free agent. He was out there. Yeah. He was formerly in
way out of his time. With Joel Goldsmith, that whole milieu, and Emma Curtis Hopkins and Judge Thomas Troward and all the New Thought folk.
All of that. And they learned together. Ernest Holmes, who founded Religious Science as an institution and wrote the Science of Mind textbook, which has gone through any number of printings and iterations, still with us, even though Ernest Holmes passed away in the early 1960s there. And so this endures. The worth of this central message endures. And here we are talking about Neville. Vera, he must be pleased, and I'm happy to promote him, because when you talk about the power of your own imagination, you, the individual, your imagination and your own innate ability to change your life by the character and the quality of your own thought, you can't get much more empowered than that.
It's the keys to the kingdom. That's why I try to tell folks in every single session, don't be deceived by the simplicity of what this disciplined mental practice can do for you if you do it every day.
Yes. Yes. These giants of new thought left a legacy that is ours to use. And I think what they agreed on, if so much of it sounds similar, it's because they learn similar things. They receive similar revelations, but they also,
or they try it for a few weeks. It doesn't work straight away. And then they miss the plot. And it's like, if you do that, then all these other things that I'm telling you for 8 hours on your signature session time, then that'll all make sense. It goes so much faster for you. So Neville used psychological dramas from the Bible, calling them illustrations or parables, basically.
Well, parables that worked for Jesus, you use the parables. And there's another phrase that I had never read before, never even heard before: bridge to incidents. And the idea of a bridge to incidents is that there are events in your life, maybe constructed, in fact I would even go so far as to say entirely constructed in your own mind. It's not just that stuff happens in life. It's that we keep thinking these thoughts, which many times do not serve us, but we persist
and not
in
us.
Thinking them. And they're not the essential us.
It's not even what's happening. It's all an illusion. Bridge incidents. Is that a book or is that a notion?
One of those motifs that shows up in various of his books or books about him. This idea that you create a bridge to an incident. You're talking about an event that you consciously can not distort, but refashion into what you really want to experience. And the proof comes, like the answered prayer, in the form of an incident, an event.
And, you know, because the time, space, continuum, I can go backward. We can all go backwards in time and reframe our childhood and reparent to help us today by bridging, create a bridge to an incident.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Let's I thought you would.
Yeah, that reframing idea.
Oh, you're psychic. So that.
Hey, Suzanne, before we go to the break, I'm getting some stuff for you. And then I wrote down Suzanne and then Gary. Would you want to share me your age? And then I could, not live if you don't want to, but I can. I have some stuff for you if you want me to.
Let's talk about it on the break.
Okay,
that sounds good. And I don't care if you talk about mine on the air, because I don't mind bearing my soul for the listening populace of Seattle and Puget Sound. We're
How
all
old are you
kin.
Today?
On this day, I am 68 years old. I look in the mirror every morning and I go, how the hell did that happen?
Right? Age is just a, that's
it's
another
just
mindset
a
thing.
But they don't go backward. I'm going to reframe it, because every time I have a birthday, I'm 1 year older, and I'm going, I've got to reverse this somehow. There must be a serum.
Oh, you're so young. It's like, it's the oldest I've ever been. So come on now. Okay.
And it's as young as I'm going to be from here on out.
Yep. That's right.
So let's go. We do need to take our break, though. So if you have the stuff, we'll catch it on the flip-flop. And I also just want to open up the phone lines. If people have questions about even Neville Goddard, about your own mental process, where you're going, how you can do it better and gain an intuitive advantage. This is a term that is crucial for Malia Jacobs, practitioner extraordinaire that she is, with a wide clientele and growing. If you want to call and ask her a question about what it means to you to have an intuitive advantage, maybe she can give you a hot tip or two. And we'd love to hear your voice on the radio. We have a couple of numbers that you can call, then we're going to dash off to a commercial. Suzanne, would you give the numbers, please?
From anywhere, area code 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. If you're in Western Washington, there's also a toll-free number, and that's 1-888-298-5569.
We would love to have you call. Nathan is right there. He's ready to pick up that phone and get you in queue. In the meantime, we're just going to move the economy forward slightly, and then we'll be right back. We are Manson Mitchell, and you were tuned in to the epicenter of alternative talk in Seattle, AM 1150.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days, and I'm so excited to tell you about American Road. It is the best car travel magazine in the world. They have the most fantastic adventures detailed in each magazine with all your itinerary. We could just jump in the car with your family and have the most fabulous adventures you've ever had in your life. Please get a copy of American Road and start your own adventure.
Staying connected with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell is easy. Just go to mansonmitchell.com for the latest info on topics and guests. Friend Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell on their Facebook pages and like the Manson Mitchell Show page at facebook.com/Mance and Mitchell. If you're on Twitter, share a follow with Gary and Suzanne at Mance Mitchell. Join Gary and Suzanne Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for an unusual show that covers everything from personal growth to the paranormal.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual novelty act.
The home of the A-Team of Alternative Talk is mansonmitchell.com. Heard right here on Alternative Talk 1150 a.m. or streaming live from your computer anywhere.
Terry Loving wants to help you with your online marketing challenges right now. She has several courses she is giving away to help you get your business working for you online. Yes, giving away. WordPress websites are her specialty, yet her technical skills go way beyond that. Check out her blog at terryloving.com or email her directly at terry@terryloving.com. That's terry@terryloving.com.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Josie Varga with stories of holiday visits from heaven and proof that our loved ones are still celebrating with us.
On Saturday, Joey Medea joins us for a fun hour of Christmas at the Movies. Each generation has their favorites, from White Christmas to those Hallmark specials today.
Bringing you fascinating talks since 2007.
We are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Watched any car commercials lately? That is the lovely voice of Christine McVie. We're so sorry to note her passing at the age of 79. She was one of the key people responsible for the overwhelming success, worldwide fame and fortune that Fleetwood Mac accomplished, and especially back in the 70s. They were some of the voices of the 70s, and Christine McVie was a fantastic songbird, a musician, a songwriter, a performer. She was away from Fleetwood Mac for about 16 years, as I recall. And she called up Mick Fleetwood and said, "I'm bored. I want to come back. Can we get this together? Is everybody going to get together again?" And they talked it over and said, "Okay, we'll do that." And they started touring again. And they are minus one songbird now, but the Angels are happy. They've got another one in the choir, Christine McVie. We do remember her lovingly.
Welcome back to Manson Mitchell and our guest this hour, Malia Jacobs. We have people waiting to talk to you on the line, Malia, but I don't want to fail to make sure that we put out a way for our listeners to connect with you. So what is the best way for them to do that?
The best way would be to go to the call. My phone number, 206-579-0916.
There you go. Why don't you repeat that one more time?
206-579-0916. They can text. Excellent. First, also go to RoboKiller, and it will only go to me. So okay. Discretion.
Very good. Very good. The first person we have on the line is Julie calling from Seattle. Julie, say hello to Malia Jacobs.
Oh, hi, Malia.
Hi, Julie. Thanks for calling. I have some notes for you already. Oh, and it's interesting. Have you been listening to what we're talking? Okay, great. So health is a theme that's coming up today, which I'm not surprised to hear about at all. So I drew a stick figure of you to see kind of what was going on with the medical thing. Health, and it's underlined, and then your gut health showed up. And then I put a little halo over you, which means to tell me that you're an angel. You're a wonderful, wonderful soul. Your gut health is showing up. And, you know, the gut is the second brain with all those neural synapses and all that stuff that's going on there. Do you have any gut upset or gut issues or gut health? SIBO, has that ever been on your radar or has that been ruled?
I was diagnosed last year with the SIBO methane.
With SIBO. Yeah. So you got diagnosed last year with it and it's not really resolved all the way. Mm-mm. No, it's not. So I think it's maybe time to escalate this up the flagpole with your care providers, because that's the second brain and we need you to be having a second brain. And then you are in Seattle. I know at Pharmaca, there are naturopaths on staff. Okay. Sometimes I will make myself available to go in, work in conjunction with one of the naturopaths with someone that's in Seattle, because that's where I live. In person, so we can meet up there. If you wanted to do something like that, I'd be happy to do something like that. Or you can go in yourself and talk to a naturopath and tell them, "Hey, I heard this information. This resonates with me." Whatever you want to say it. Obviously, I'm not a doctor. I'm not suggesting you do these things all on your own. Get with a qualified care provider, a health person. Get the gut sorted, and then you're not grounded, like to the earth. Like I've been living above the neck, like with like trauma loop and all that kind of stuff. So I don't want to delve into the trauma timeline for you, although I do see some traumas. So me too. And I'm so sorry. And you get to be grounded and on this planet. So it may be, have you heard of earthing, where you're barefoot, you go out and stand on Mother Earth? And I know it's cold and it's snowy,
but
20 minutes, okay. So earthing will be great for you. Also like massaging the bottom of your feet and then standing on the ground, Mother Earth, like be grounded with Mother Earth and borrow the root system of those big, big, big trees.
Okay.
And keep breathing, keep breathing, keep breathing. I'm not putting anything on your radar that's like, "Oh my gosh, this is awful. This is a 10 out of a scale of 1 to 10. No, it's not. Oh, you're fine.
Yes.
You're healthy. Just follow through on these things.
I also have it's like 4 years now I've had chronic pain from my leg.
Left leg?
Right leg.
Oh, I'm dyslexic. So if I'm facing you, that is
you're
your right leg.
You're just leg
okay.
sick.
And oh, my gosh. Okay.
I think the two are connected. I don't know. I've tried to.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And that's your intuition, and you are correct.
Yeah.
So it's your right leg. Okay. Thanks for your patience. They don't call us patients for nothing. Okay. So I feel you with that chronic pain situation. Did you have an accident or injury or surgery or something that?
I had a fall about 4 or 5 years ago, and then it started after that.
And they just never got underneath it. And now you're paying for it. And that is not cool. So do you elevate it? Are you getting?
I go to chiropractor. I do.
You're doing everything. You elevate, you do ice, you heat can help sometimes.
Yeah.
And they're just, the pain is so high.
Yeah.
And they're not making it so that you are comfortable.
No.
Yes?
No.
Okay. That has me fit to be tied. And you're in Seattle, and I know people. So will you please call me later or text me with that number? Because I just see red. you should not be in that amount of pain, because I feel it, a fraction of it, but I sense how much of pain that you are in. That's how this works, and I don't know how I work or how this happens, but I sense how much pain you're in. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
this is just unacceptable. Yeah. And there are solutions. And I've got like legal dialed in solutions for you today.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Anything else? Yeah. You're welcome.
No, I appreciate your time. And there's probably somebody else waiting. So thank you.
Yep. You're
thank
so
you,
welcome.
Julie.
Thank you, Julie. Okay. Happy Thanks, holidays. Julie.
Appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
And
all right.
We have Jackie calling from Surprise. She's a fairly regular caller. Jackie, good for you to check in. We missed you.
And are you still surprised?
I'm still surprised.
Oh, I love that.
Say hello to Maria Jacobs.
Hi, Jackie. Hello. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Now, I went ahead and prepped a little for Julie during the break. But I didn't do any prep for you. Is there any area that you'd like me to focus on?
Yeah, I have
right hip,
lower back problem for about 6 months, and it's on and off.
Do you get nauseous because of that?
Severe. No, I'm no.
Maybe that's the next person. So when I start to do the burping thing, it's an exit portal, I've been told. I don't know. So your right hip and left back, it's your low back, right?
Low back on the right side. Yeah.
There's something called a hip hook that I keep seeing here. Hip hook. It's a $125 product. I have one. And it on Tight Hip Twisted Core is the name of the book. You don't need to read the book. You could read the book. It's awesome. The tool is what's been very helpful, but it may not be indicated for you. I keep seeing it, but it's a not now thing. It's like you want to go in gently with this, maybe have a body worker that can help you unlock some of that sacral trauma.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Also, let me do another, since we're focusing on health stuff. What's up with your eye health, eye wear, or pain, or migraines, or tension headaches, or stress, or strain, or something around here that is in your physical body? Do you know what that means, Jackie?
No, that doesn't resonate at all with me.
Do you wear glasses? Do you have any
contacts? Yeah, I do wear contacts for sure.
Is one different than the other?
Yep, I have monovision. One sees distance, one sees is for reading.
Okay, that's why I'm picking this up. Okay, so you've got the contacts and then you wear the readers because you want to be able to read print in front of you, yeah?
Yeah. Yes.
How long have you been in these glasses?
Oh my gosh. Well, I just, I've been in glasses for probably the last 15 years, but I just had my eyes checked.
Yeah.
Oh, when? The ones that I have right now. Yeah. I've just had these for about, probably 2 or 3 months now.
Okay. Are they working for you, or are you feeling like, yeah, winner, winner, chicken dinner. These are golden.
They're working for me. I did get some sun, maybe what you're talking, I did get some prescription sunglasses with this monovision in it, and I'm finding I've got to go back and have those rechecked because they make me feel dizzy when I walk.
Yes, that's why. Wow. That's exactly what's up. Yep, please do.
That's
please go back.
Yeah,
yep, because it's like ding, 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 full body, yes, grease points everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, definitely go back because that optometrist is going to be able to help you with this. It'll be resolved. And then you won't have this anymore. Done skis. So okay, you're perfect. Golden. I would recommend a nice deep tissue massage and some, I'm happy to give you some energy work stuff too. So just circle back and I'll give that to you.
Okay. Awesome. I really appreciate that. Could you give us your number again too?
Yep, it's two. I always say my people find me. It's 206-579-0916. It's my cell. It's the only number I've ever had, and I'm giving it out. People are probably like, "What are you doing?" You're so welcome. Yeah, anything else, Jackie, or are we golden? Okay, good. Yeah, have a wonderful rest of your day, and circle back anytime.
Happy holidays, Jackie, and thanks
for
checking in with us.
Oh,
all
I
right.
Love you
thanks,
guys.
Jackie.
I listen every chance. So bye.
I know.
God bless you.
Bless you, Jackie.
And God bless us, everyone.
Mm-hmm. You all have such great listenership.
We do.
We have
great people. We have Sean calling. He's also a regular listener to the show. And he's from Seattle. Say hello to Malia Jacobs, Sean.
Hi, Malia.
Hi, Sean. How's it going?
Oh, it's going okay. It's up and
okay.
Down, but pretty well,
yep.
I guess.
Yeah, emotionally, it's been a roller coaster, and you want to get off, yeah? Yeah, okay, so so the upper limit thing is happening, and you're like, oh, if I jump and I leap empty-handed into the void, what the hell is going to happen? That's what's been tripping you up. So you're like, ah! But you can't stay in this whatever you've been in, or it will, you're, it's like a vortex of every last ounce of energy. It's like you got to press that eject button and have full faith in your intuition and do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And I know that's like hard for me to just easily cavalierly say that to someone I don't know. I don't think it's a small thing. I think I believe I know what this is. I'm not going to say it now, but it's a big, big, big ask. I get it. And I know why that it's happening and what the quandary is. And I know you are going to be flourishing and thriving when you do make that decision. And more than we're doers, we're deciders. And once we make a decision, providence moves too. So when you make that decision, all manner of things are going to rise up to support that decision. And then you can start to make this one foot in front of the other. Remember, it's A to B to C to D to E. It's not A to Z. We can't bypass this stuff. So you've got this, you're solid, like a rock star you are. So it's this one thing and then you're golden. You're super golden. And I've got so much more for you. So please use that number and I can tell you more.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
do you have any questions of an intuitive variety?
I'll follow
any
up.
Desire?
Yeah, you're right. It's okay. A big one. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're welcome. My pleasure.
And we thank our callers for today. We're going to chat all the way up to the top of the hour, but here are three examples of people who took that leap of faith. They reached out, and you helped meet human needs in a spiritual way, Malia. That's crucial for so many people. It might benefit everyone to hear from you how you spark, if that's the right word, spark your intuition. Anybody can lay flat on a bed. God knows I've done it. There and I let my mind wander, and sometimes it concretizes around, coalesces, if you will, around an idea, and then something happens. I can trace it back. Wow, I remember when I was thinking about that, and here I am in this situation. How do you?
That's your intuition.
It? That's my intuition. But
that's
how
your
do
intuition.
You get that crankshaft going? How do you prime the pump?
You keep doing it. It's all day, every day. Intuit your way through it all day, every day. Do without, it's the Wu way. It's very Taoist. Do without doing and everything gets done. So when I used to say like, oh, the universe can show me three signs and then I'll pay attention to something. Well, by the third one, it was like the 2x4 over the head. I'm like, it's cool. Just show me once. I got it. I'm good. So it comes with practice and it comes with like trusting your intuition and moving forward based on that information. And then when it's valid and accurate, then you get confidence and self-esteem. And then you have more faith in yourself and the courage to be consistent, which are two brother aspects that Neville talks about in Feeling is a Secret. So faith in yourself and the courage to be consistent. That's how you're going to get better with the intuition. Just keep doing it and focus on the hits, not that things are getting wrong or off, because later that you might find out that those are actually spot on and you nailed it, that the person just forgot or the spouse wasn't there to say that the kid ate the ketchup indeed at age 3. And there's a big story about it.
Yeah, you know, that confirmation is good, and you need to recognize that the things that you were intuiting, you were actually right about. There is an acknowledgement of that confirmation that lets you know that you're on the right track. And I think sometimes we forget that part of it. When something happens that we thought might happen, we don't stop to say, oh yeah, I thought that might happen. And so I was right about that. And I think that is a kind of a missing piece that is motivating and encouraging people to rely more on their intuition. And as Gary says, you know, you have both a left foot and a right foot. So you want to be logical, you want to be analytical, but you also want to be open to those things that are not logical or analytical. They just come to you and you have to.
So Suzanne, you'll get this. I know you'll get this because I just know. You know when you're doing something like, I'm pulling a suitcase out and I don't know what, right? And I'm doing, and then the travel pillow and, I guess I'm going somewhere, I don't know. And then 2 weeks later, you're like, oh, I'm going to Ireland in a month. That's what the stuff has been. So, like, just keep going where you're led. I mean, I don't mean to say start packing for a trip right now for every garment. But if you want to move, get a box and put one thing in it to prime the pump to start to move. Or I worked with someone who wanted to be in a partnership and had a one night stand, had a lot of one night stands. So I was like, what if you had two night stands and you made room for that person in the bed? And now they're married and that's a thing. Yeah. So it's all up here. And you're going to be easy peasy with the intuiting your way through the day. Just notice what you're doing. And then that's information. It's very useful information. Like what am I doing? Interesting. Noted. Okay.
Yeah.
Am I doing something along those lines tomorrow or the next day or the next day or what is this leading to? And then you'll know.
Yeah. It is good to note those things because I think we oftentimes dismiss our own intuition or think, oh, well, that was a coincidence.
The thought happens so fast, we forget it until we're reminded of it. Like Gary just said, and it's like, oh, right. Yeah. I did think that 15 times before. I just forgot about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good. Mm-hmm. I like people developing their own intuition and being able to use that effectively. Yeah. And being able to contact you and get confirmation and have you also help them. You have an ideal client. What is your ideal client in a minute or less?
My ideal client is someone who's like, no. I see it. I want it. And like, I know where to get it. And let's make it happen. Go time. It's like rapid discerners, not dabblers. It's like, yes, yes. Let's get started like yesterday.
Your heart is open to all, but you have no special affinity for dilettantes. You want people who are on purpose.
Doers, not dabblers. People committed to their purpose and their path.
Doers, not dabblers.
Doers, not chewers.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't chew that same old cud.
And, conscientious people that, run a tight ship. Is ideal. So my value system is not going to be outside their value system because I'm not going to do that.
Well, you give your phone number out again for those who wish to avail themselves of your services.
206-579-5000. 0916.
Malia, thank you for joining us this morning. This is a wonderful December topic as people are going into the holidays. They're going to be with family and friends and or not, and the first of the year. So thank you for leading
We're
us
happy
off here.
You were with us very much, Malia. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Uh-huh. Thank you so much for having me again. I love
you. Stick around. We'll chat for a few minutes. We have time afterward. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Great to have you with us. We'll be back next Friday right here on KKNW Seattle.